Headed to the last of the third on this gloomy Monday evening. Ricky Sobrano here with you in Staten Island. Game one of a three-game set between the Baby Bombers and Vermont Lake Monsters. No score. You're in the bottom of the third. Hunter Atkins out for his third inning of work. Only given up one hit so far. He's in some trouble last inning as there were runners on first and second with just one out, but he got the last two men of the inning to fly out. Was not helped by an error in that inning as well. So here's Daniel Lopez, the number nine man. Atkins, the righty, deals. Strike on the outside corner to the righty Lopez. Lopez now hitting at just 206, a homer, nine RBIs. The 0-1. Down low, 1-1. 336 on base percentage, that's still palatable. But considering how high he was, here's the 1-1. Late swing, and it's fouled to the right, out of play. Lopez in a 1-2 hole. Daniel Lopez got hurt in his first at-bat of the season. Got hit with a pitch in the head. Scary moment. The 1-2. Ground to the right side. One step to his left for Baez, who flips the first in plenty of time for out number one. Right at the second baseman, Baez, as Lopez grounds out. But to finish up on him, as here comes Abiato Avellino, as the lineup turns over for Staten Island. When he came back, he missed a couple of games for precautionary reasons, which is pretty much the norm when you get hit in the head. He was on fire as he was up over 400 for the first six or seven games easily that he played. Pitch to Avellino. Looped up the middle, and that's passed Baez in the center for a single. Off the end of the bat for Avellino, and he got just enough on it to get it past the second baseman, Baez, who was ranging up the middle just out of his reach. Then that's the second hit of the ball game for Staten Island. But Lopez, when he came back, he was absolutely on fire. But since then, not so much. Since the middle of July, he's really been slumping. Here is Mike O'Neill. Atkins deals up high, ball one. Lopez looked like a different player when he first came back. Was taking pitches, wasn't striking out, driving the ball, but now he's been off balance. That's why the average is now just over 200. O'Neill's another guy who's struggling as he's at the plate right now. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Got a fastball over the outer half, but he swung through it, 1-1. But his defense certainly has not struggled at any point. He's looked very good in center field again today, as he has really all season, whether he's been in center or left. Avellino on first, one down. 1-1 to O'Neill. Up high, ball two. Bottom of the third, no score between Staten Island and Vermont. Runner on first, one down. 2-1 count to O'Neill. O'Neill 0 for 1 today. He flied out to center. Toss over to first, and Avellino goes back on his belly. No tag applied by Huck. Avellino, a smart base runner, but doesn't possess blazing speed. Stolen two bases at this level. Hasn't been caught yet. Another toss over, and again, Avellino dives back. This time ahead of the tag by Huck. Was excellent stealing bases at the Gulf Coast League, which surprised, I think, a lot of people, because in every scouting report on him, it says average speed. The 2-1, swinging strike. Got a fastball over the outer half by O'Neill. That'll even count at 2-2. Avellino stole 23 of 26 bases, and he tried to swipe in the Gulf Coast League this year. Excellent percentage. The 2-2. O'Neill gets a piece, and he fouls it back. Over the screen, out of play, so the count will hold at 2-2 as O'Neill stays alive. O'Neill, 81 strikeouts this year, trying to avoid number 82. He's been leading the league in that category, the last one that you want to lead it in, for much of the season. Avellino inches his lead out over at first. Atkins set at the belt, kicks and deals, slow breaking ball, misses the plate. Bit off the plate. Good eye by O'Neill to take it. Going to run the count full, 3-2. That breaking ball, and Adkins throws it. It can't be any higher than below 70s at most. It is noticeably slower than his other stuff. Here's the payoff. There goes Avelino. Pitches outside, ball 4. So O'Neill works a walk. Was up in the count 2-0, then swung through two fastballs, was back at 2-2, but then was able to lay off two close pitches in a row to work a walk. So for the second time in as many innings, Staten Island has runners on first and second with just one down. And in steps Eric Jagiwa. This time they have the part of the batting order due up that they want in these situations. 3 and 4 due up next, starting with Jagiwa. Runners on first and second, one down, bottom of the third, no score between Staten Island and Vermont. Adkins deals to Jagiwa. Hit well to right. Going back is Marikov. He's just going to stare at it and watch it go. A three-run shot for Eric Jagiwa. A no-doubt shot as he puts Staten Island up 3-0. Eric Jagiwa, his fifth home run of the season, and now give him 24 RBIs on the year. As he was slumping about a month ago, but he's really turned it around the last 2 weeks. As off the bat, there was no doubt about that one. Marinkov, the right fielder, just turned and watched it go. He got a fastball belt high, and he did not miss. Now a 3-0 game. Here is Esau Calderon. Adkins now working from the line. He deals up high, ball 1. Jagiwa, his last 10 games, has really been hitting. Here's the 1-0. Down low, 2-0. 342, 3 homers, 8 RBIs his last 10. Now 4-11. And that was even with an 0-4-9 coming into this game. 2-0. Foul back out of play, 2-1. Actually, after the fly out to center in the first on the great catch by Powell, he'd actually been 0 for his last 10 before that long shot. 2-1 to Calderon. Ball strike on the outside corner, 2-2. Late strike call by Grant Conrad, the home plate ump. Elicited a bit of a groan from Calderon. Adkins. Into the windup and deals. Fly ball, medium deep center. Coming on is Boyd, I'll put it away. And just about straight away center, medium deep for out number 2. So that will bring up Kale Sumner. Base is empty, 2 down, bottom of the third, 3-0 game, Staten Island leads on the 3-run shot by Eric Jagiwa. Jagiwa seems to have gotten his second win the last week and a half. Sumner 0 for 1 today. He reached on an error last inning. Takes a breaking ball strike on the inside corner, 0-1. That's that slow hook from Adkins. And he finally got it to catch the plate. The 0-1. Loop to the right side. Baez reaches out and makes a nice running catch. Ranging on to the outfield grass for out number 3. Wasn't hit hard, but Baez was shading Sumner up the middle, so he took a couple steps to his left, took a half leap, and reached out with his left hand, crossing over from the infield dirt onto the outfield grass, and put it away for out number 3. But the damage has been done. Jagiwa, a 3-run home run this inning to put Staten Island on top 3-0. Baby Bombers draw first blood as we head to the fourth.